This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing? I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things New York Jet related. And if you're new here, we just want to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. All right, folks, from Jetland, we are back. Football is back. I am recording this podcast on Thursday, September 7th, just before the Kansas City and Detroit Lions game. Now, hey, I think the Chiefs are going to win tonight. Who knows? Maybe it's the new look Lions. But of course, we're not here to talk about other teams. We're here today to talk about my beloved New York Jets. And it's been a while. Admittedly, it's been a long while since I sat down with you guys and chopped it up about gangrene. A lot has happened. We've had the Aaron Rodgers trade. We've gotten the extension of Quinnen Williams. We got the signing of free agents like Alan Lazard, Mecole Hardman, Dalvin Cook. We drafted Will McDonald. We got Randall Cobb, Thomas Morstead. You know, we're going to get into everything, kind of break down the whole season. And I'm going to give you my predictions for our win-loss record here for 2023. So let's just break down. I just told you the list of names, but our key additions this year, this offseason, include Aaron Rodgers, Mecole Hardman, Alan Lazard, Dalvin Cook, Will McDonald, who we drafted in the first round of this year's draft. We got Randall Cobb and Thomas Morstead. I said Thomas Morstead only for the fact we've had kicking problems for what appears to be every season. So it's just nice to have someone at least that I think is dependable. Now, the second, or arguably the first, biggest off-season narrative was re-signing Quinnen Williams. This was huge for us. He got an off-season deal for 4 years, $96 million, with 66 of that being guaranteed money. And this total deal comes out to $105 million, which includes a fifth-year option. Quinnen Williams, for everything that he's worth, is a stud. He is a star player in this league, and he has been for quite some time. I was under the impression that potentially getting this deal done before we brought in Rodgers was the whole bread and butter of that deal. We needed to get that done to free up some money, but somehow, some way, through cuts and various other things, we just did it. We pulled it off. Now, this past year for Quinnen Williams, he had 12 sacks, 12 tackles for a loss, and 28 QB hits, and he made the Pro Bowl, being a first-team All-Pro. I think it goes without saying he's the heart of this defense and truly stepped up year over year on this team. And you've seen that through various clips in Hard Knocks, which, for all that it's worth, you know, I've had my fair share of negative vibes towards Hard Knocks, only for the fact no one really wants to be on it. The Jets didn't want to be on it, and they were kind of forced to. But I don't know. It's an extra distraction in the locker room when this year we really need to be dialed in. I think everybody does. But what they've shown from this team and what they've shown about Aaron's arrival to the team, it was all great. I thoroughly enjoyed it. They did a classy move, not really showing anybody getting cut. I think they showed Xavier Gibson actually getting the nod to make the roster, which was a great, great thing to see. You know, it changes the narrative, so to speak. But there's a lot of pressure on us this year. There really is. And I've seen people say, are the Jets the team with the target on their back? No, I still think that's Kansas City. I still think that's Cincinnati. I still think that's Buffalo. There are teams that have a bigger target on their back. Yes, we have been the center, what appears to be the center, of all the offseason talk, making the trade for Rodgers, signing Dalvin Cook. We were on Hard Knocks, so everyone sees what we're doing. It's safe to say we are stepping up in the world. And that goes without saying, we've gotten multiple. Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, five, I would say 5 to 6 primetime games. And that includes like Monday night, of course, Buffalo. We got them first game. We have another Monday night game, November 6th against LA Chargers. We have the Black Friday game, November 24th against Miami. That's a home game. And then we have Thursday night football against Cleveland. We're at Cleveland. And I think the last New England game is TBD. That's a Sunday. That might get shifted to a Sunday night, depending on where we stand playoffs-wise and just record-wise. But yeah, like, I think that goes without saying. You trade for Aaron Rodgers. Our team last year, the narrative was last year we were a quarterback away. And we've improved in all facets of the roster. Of course, we lost Kwon Alexander. That was one of the guys I really, really wish we kept. But hey, you know, best of luck to him out there in Pittsburgh. But yeah, like, I would just go say no duh. Like, there's an expectation about us heading into this season with Aaron Rodgers, with our defense the way it played last year. So that goes without saying, the moment we've all been waiting for. And will I go off the rails? I don't know. And just to kind of prep myself a little bit, before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL. I'm going to create a win and loss column here in my notes. And then I'm going to tally it out at the end of the podcast. So, without further ado, let's get into our first game. Monday night football. Versus the Buffalo Bills. This game is at home. This game is on September 11th. From what I've been reading on Jet's Twitter, from what I've been seeing all over the internet, this place will be loud. Louder than we've seen before. I was at the game last year where the Jets blew the doors off of Miami, and it was getting loud then. But I can only imagine what this environment's going to be like, especially on this day for New Yorkers. It's just like everything seems to be aligning. I know for a fact, if you're going to make a statement, if this is going to be the new year for the Jets, you have to come out with a win at home against Buffalo. It sets the tone for the division. It sets the tone for the future games. And I don't think it's too far-fetched whenever Zach Wilson beat the Bills last year and Mike White seemingly last year was looking on pace to beat them as well. So I'm going to give a win to start off the year here at Buffalo, or here at home. Up next, Sunday, September 17th at Dallas. I'm going to go with a win. I'm just not convinced about Dallas just yet. More specifically, Dak Prescott against our defense. I'm going to go into this schedule just going off the fact we won against Buffalo. I think that is the tone setter here. And this, what is it? One, two, this six game stretch is arguably our toughest. And I'm going to be somewhat rational here. But up next, at home versus New England, you have to win that. I have the Jets at 3-0. You have to win it. You have to beat New England. It pained me. Last year's games, both of them, were just horrible. It was horrible to watch. I can't help but want to beat New England. So we're at 3-0. And we're home against, this is back-to-back home games. Sunday, October 1st, Kansas City. I think that's our first loss. We could surprise the world and beat Kansas City, but Kansas City is Kansas City. What can you say? Up next, Sunday, October 8th, at Denver. This is where our world came crashing down. We not only lost Elijah Vera Tucker in that game, but that is where Breece Hall tore his ACL. Of course, the narrative with Nathaniel Hackett, the words that Sean Payton had, did we beat Denver? I think we did beat Denver. So I'm going to give them a win there. We're at 4-1. And then Sunday, October 15th versus Philadelphia at home. I think that's another loss. So 4-2 heading into the bye. I think it's great. I think that's totally rational. We could drop a game, split it, Buffalo or Dallas, honestly. But I want to win at versus New England, and I want to win at Denver. I want to win against Buffalo, but, you know, I think he can split Dallas or Buffalo as a loss for the Jets. Coming out of the bye week, we have another home game. So it's essentially back-to-back home games against the Giants. I'm giving us another win there. I want to beat the Giants. That's just bias aside. Monday Night Football versus the Los Angeles Chargers. I don't know. This is a game I struggle with trying to figure out a game plan for it. Justin Herbert is a great quarterback. I think the team in general is great. Their defense is great. I am gonna say, I'm going to say loss. So what is that? That is 5-3. That's fine. I think that's fine. Because up next, we have at Las Vegas Raiders. I think that's a win. We're at 6-3. I think we can beat the Raiders. I don't know what Josh Jacobs is up to. I don't know that whole deal. But, you know, the Raiders are the Raiders. Who knows? Maybe that's the game where we lose. At Buffalo, I'm going loss. We're going to split with them. I just think that's inevitable. That's just the way it goes. The Black Friday game versus Miami at home. Chalk up that dub. We have to beat Miami. We have to. Miami is the team I'm worried about most in the division, only for playoff implications, because I think they're going to hover around our record as far as their team goes. And if we're looking at a wild card spot at the end of the season and we're looking for a tiebreaker, here we go. We got to beat Miami. Up next, Atlanta at home. Give me a dub there. Moving on, Houston. Give me another dub. Pile these wins. Miami. At Miami, Sunday, December 17th. I'm going to give us a loss. I think that's rational to think. Miami's a good team. I'm going to admit it. Miami's a great team. If Tua is healthy, this all hinges on if Tua is healthy. Tua's not in this game. We'll see. We'll see. Sunday, December 24th, I believe that is Christmas Eve, versus the Washington Commanders. Give me a win. I don't see why we can't beat them at home. Thursday, December 28th, at Cleveland. The Browns are a good team. We almost lost to them, if not for Joe Flacco and Garrett Wilson's coming-of-age game. But at Cleveland, I'm going to give them a loss here. I think that's fair. I'm trying to be rational. I'm not trying to go all out. But we wrap up the year Sunday, January 7th at New England. Talk about a game that means the world. Talk about a game that I ever so want to win. Right now, we're sitting at 10-6. I don't think that gets us into the playoffs, which is what scares me most. We have to win 11-12 games. New England is always tough at home. I don't know what their quarterback situation will look like, because Mac Jones, Lord only knows what Bill's up to up there. That evil, evil person in Bill Belichick. But if this is a win and you're in situation, I mean, hey, why not beat? I mean, like, we almost beat them last year. It was just a horrible game all around. I'm going to give the Jets the win there at New England. Win and you're in. Does this mean we make the playoffs at 11-6? I don't know. I honestly don't know. 11-6 sounds like a good I'll certainly take that record. But the AFC, as we know, heading into it, it's tough. It is a tough conference to win. And you got to go against Buffalo. You got to go against Cincinnati. You got to go against Kansas City. You got to go against Miami. Baltimore. The Steelers are always in it somehow. The Jaguars, I think, could make a run too. So it's going to kind of be an arms race. And who knows where our team is going to be at by the trade deadline. I'm hearing rumors about Mike Evans. I'm hearing Devontae Adams, of course. And I don't know. But this season seems to be one where we're finally stacking everything. Like they always say heading into seasons, you got to stack wins. You got to stack things up. And I think the pieces are there to go out and have a positive season and make the playoffs. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy Lowdown. I hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every Wednesday morning, of course. Now that it's Sunday, I'm delivering a special NFL version of this pod. But I've been Kalo, and I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.